Jesus cures a man born blind from his birth. How terrible, a man who could never see and had never seen. Well, when they met this man, the disciples of Jesus asked Jesus and they said, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "It's not that this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." So it's not the case that if you do something naughty, you automatically get a punishment from God. Or if your parents do something naughty, your mummy and daddy, you get punished. It's not quite as simple as that. And so Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." He's the one who gives light. Even blind people, physically blind people, can have Jesus as the light of their lives. So Jesus spat on the ground and made a little bit of clay. That is, he spat on the dust, because it was very dusty there in Israel. And he made this little bit of clay and he put it on the eyes of the blind man.
How do you make clay?
Well, it was like the bit of dust mixed with the spit of Jesus.
And the dirt, a little bit of dirt.
Yeah, that's right, the dust or the dirt, yeah, that's right. And he put it on the man's eyes, which might have seemed a bit silly, making him even more blind, as it were, and said to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. And he went away and washed, and he could see.
But how would he know it was there?
Well, that's a good point. He'd have had to ask other people, "How can I get to the pool of Siloam? Please help me." And that really looks forward to baptism, washing in the pool and having to get help from other people. So then he could see, and his relatives, neighbours, when they saw him, they said, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg for money?" And he said, "Yes, I am the man, I am he." And they said, "Well, how are your eyes now opened?" And he said, "Well, a man called Jesus made some clay and put it on my eyes and told me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and I washed and I could see." They said, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." So they brought him to the Pharisees. Now, all this had happened on the Sabbath day. And the Pharisees said that you weren't allowed to do any work on the Sabbath, so you didn't break the Sabbath.
But in Jesus' time, you didn't have to do that anymore. You didn't.
Well, it was after Jesus died
that we
didn't have to keep the Sabbath. But all the same, you could still do good on the Sabbath day. God didn't mean that
you can't do bad, but you can do good.
That's right.
It's not like you're not allowed to do good.
And so the Pharisees turned it all against Jesus. They said, "This man can't be from God because he doesn't keep the Sabbath. He did work on the Sabbath. He made clay, just a little bit of spit on the dirt, and making that into clay and curing a blind man." They said, "Oh yeah, that's doing work on the Sabbath."
But
it's so wrong. And others said, "But how can a man that is a sinner do such things?" So they were all divided. So they came to the blind man again and they asked him, "What do you say about this man who opened your eyes?" And he said, "He's a prophet." But the Jews didn't believe this man had really been born blind. So they called his parents and they said, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents said, "Yes, this is our son and he was born blind, but we don't know how he can now see, nor who did it. You better ask him." Now they said this because they were frightened of the Jews, because the Jews had said that if anyone openly said that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, he should be put out of the synagogue. Now, if you weren't allowed to be part of the synagogue, you couldn't buy and sell from other Jews and everyone would avoid you. It'd be awful. That's why his parents said, "No, go and talk to him." So they came again to this man who had been blind and said, "Look, we know that this man is a sinner. But the man answered, "Whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He said, "I told you already once, and you didn't listen to me. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they mocked him. They laughed at him and said, "You are this man's disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't know from where he is." The man replied to them, "Well, isn't that marvellous that you don't know from where he is, and yet he opened my eyes? And we know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but if anyone truly worships God and does his will, he listens to him. So, since the world began, it was never heard that anyone opened the eyes of somebody like me who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he couldn't do anything." They said to him, "You were born in sins, and do you try to teach us?" And they cast him out of the synagogue.
Now, so he couldn't buy anymore.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to be part of their club, part of their society.
He couldn't buy anything.
Yeah, that, if you were thrown out of the synagogue, you couldn't buy or sell. You had to be completely separate from them. Now Jesus heard that they had thrown him out of the synagogue, and he found him and said, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" The man replied, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and he it is that is talking with you." And he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. So then, this is a wonderful story, and it just shows that you don't always have to have faith or understanding for Jesus to come into your life and do things. But of course, he does give you that understanding later. But he is the one who comes to us. And we are to love people as he loved us, which means that we think, what nice thing can I do for that person? It's not, oh, he was nice to me. He gave me nice birthday presents. Oh, I'll be nice back to him. No, this is thinking, I'll take the initiative. I will start just being nice to that person. And you see how awful these Pharisees were, these Jewish religious leaders, how they tried to make Jesus out to have done wrong, and how they threw people out of the synagogue. And people do that sort of thing today, saying, "Oh, you can't come here, go away. You're not part of our church anymore." It's so wrong. And we just love the way that Jesus was so patient and found this man and taught him more and more, and how the man came to believe in Jesus more and more. First of all, he says, "Well, I don't know anything about this man." And then he thinks, he's a prophet. He must be someone special. And then he thinks, "Well, this is incredible that I got cured. It must be that God helped this man to do this cure. So it must be that this man is a very good man, certainly not a sinner, but in fact a perfect man." And that's when Jesus came up to him and said, "Let me tell you, basically, that I am the Son of God. Do you believe that?" "Yes," he said, "I believe." And that's similar to us, that we go on in our journey, as it were, understanding Jesus more and more.